Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Mortal Instruments, Book 1, City of Bones, by Cassandra Clare. Read by Nay Whitman.
I have not slept. Between the acting of a dreadful thing and the first motion, all the interim is like a phantasm, or a hideous dream. The genius and the mortal instruments are then in council, and the state of man, like to a little kingdom, suffers then the nature of an insurrection. William Shakespeare, Julius Caesar. Part 1. Dark Descent. I sung of chaos and eternal night, taught by the heavenly muse to venture down the dark descent, and up to reascend. John Milton, Paradise Lost. Chapter 1. Pandemonium.
"You've got to be kidding me," the bouncer said, folding his arms across his massive chest. He stared down at the boy in the red zip-up jacket and shook his shaved head. "You can't bring that thing in here."
The 50 or so teenagers in line outside the Pandemonium Club leaned forward to eavesdrop. It was a long wait to get into the all-ages club, especially on a Sunday, and not much generally happened in line. The bouncers were fierce and would come down instantly on anyone who looked like they were going to start trouble. 15-year-old Clary Frey, standing in line with her best friend Simon, leaned forward along with everyone else, hoping for some excitement.